Quasi-Cerebral Talk and Tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. Tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Coquitlam First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on unceded territories of the Halkomelem-speaking peoples and the Hunkaminam-speaking peoples, and at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. I'm Leslie, and we started off today with a banger of a track that was Aisukurim by Ice Cream. You probably have heard that song before. Even if you haven't heard the whole thing, you might have heard just a little bit of it before, because that song has been going viral for the past couple of months for that Nubi-chan, hi, Nani Gaski part. And I had to start off today's episode with that track because it's girl groups, girl groups, girl groups galore here on Music Monday on Typically Tuesdays on this day. We're going to be listening to lots of girl groups spanning like legit dimensions, spanning from country to country, language to language. It's gonna be a lot. We're gonna be listening to the Supremes later on. And here is an OG girl group from me. I literally grew up listening to them. This is iconic Canto Pop duo Twins with Le Yan Mei. From girl to lady, in love make me crazy. I'm now in lady, know how to make you crazy.
你似得得意意好似一游魂今日开始我要认认真真不是大方句子温暖不是以前咁天真不是甘容易伤心要分啲辈分无论得感心我只是想试下做女人扮下女神
高湛高过人，要爱得比当初勇敢，天空海阔不知旧事，怀念习惯上，我伴你香水香。
know how to make you crazy.
AKB48 with River. Before that, you heard Superstar by the iconic Taiwanese Mandopop trio SHE. Ella was my favorite member. She's the E member. And she was like one of the very first people who I saw on mainstream East Asian media who was kind of like butch and celebrated, sort of. And let me tell you, that may or may not have something to do with how I turned out in the end, but she's not even queer. You know, she is married now with a husband and they're raising a family together, which is really lovely. And I really support that, you know. My fellow gay ethnics, you know what I mean, right? Sometimes we just know straight women in our lives who happen to be really butch. And we still love them for it. And of course, even though I was really enamored by her masculinity, I didn't even really turn out to be that masculine myself. But furthermore, that what you also heard was River by AKB48. I really debated between that one and Heavy Rotation, because Heavy Rotation is iconic. And I love that song. I scream every single time I hear it. But River, oh, I love Takahashi Minami. People don't understand. As a teenager, I thought she was so powerful, even though she was like 5 foot nothing. Girl, she's given us everything back in the late 2000s, early 2010s as leader of AKB48. Here's more girl groups on this girl groups galore Music Monday episode of Typically Tuesdays. It's Van Jess with Come Over.
I hit you on your line. I wanna come over. I wanna come over. No need to waste my time. I wanna come over. I wanna come over, baby. When can we kick it tonight? Tonight.
too long I did acting so much I did my true intent disguise, but it's you just saw through the lies. Hit me on the radar, but I'm picking up for you now. No more chasing blind, I'm showing everything, and that's all I'm loving. What about these touching? Yeah, I don't take no time. Yeah, they how you like. Just as long as it's good. If you're down, then it's cool. Ooh, I think it's clear that you're by now. I need an answer, baby.
I fancy. his bird note. With white and gray feathers, a piercing stare, and noisy screams, the American herring gull is what most folks might call a seagull. But you're likely to see these gulls far from shore, too. The American herring gull is one of four nearly identical species found in temperate regions of the Northern Hemisphere, including the European herring gull, Vega gull, and Mongolian gull. In fact, ornithologists once lumped them all together under the single species name herring gull until 2024, when scientists found key differences in their genetics, appearance, and vocalizations. Just as raucous and hefty as its cousins, you can find American herring gulls from Alaska to Puerto Rico, squabbling over table scraps at an inland landfill, or scarfing down French fries by the beach. It takes juvenile herring gulls 4 years to grow into their iconic adult plumage. You can tell the youngsters apart from their elders by their speckled gray-brown body feathers. But even young birds can compete with the adults in size and volume. American herring gulls are about 2 feet long from beak to tail, with a nearly 6-foot wingspan that's perfect for soaring across land and sea. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. This episode is sponsored by Laura Potash of Roslyn, Washington.
Oh, sing my yeah, yeah, my. to Kingdom Come.
You gotta be kidding me. Of course we had to play some K-pop here on this Girl Groups Galore episode of Music Monday on Typically Tuesdays here on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. Here's more girl groups. We're gonna head into some retros, some throwbacks. These are the OGs. Come on now. Here's Pink Lady with UFO.
しまう飲みたくなったらお酒眠たくなったらベッド
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays. That was The Supremes with Up the Ladder to the Roof. Before that, you heard Korean Spring Song by the Kim Sisters. There was absolutely no way that it was going to play the OGs like The Supremes without also playing Pink Lady and without also playing groups like the Kim Sisters. There is really no such thing as the J-pop idol industry, the K-pop idol industry, and the plethora of girl groups that we have now without that Pacific connection that was developed in the early 20th century and into the mid 20th century. That's a conversation for another day. It's really complicated, but here is more girl group music. I started with a Love Live song, and we're gonna listen to more Love Live music right now. What's something a little bit older, actually? This is from the first Love Live series from over 15 years ago now, actually. And I was talking to somebody earlier this week about how, like, a bunch of overseas idol groups were created just based off of the inspiration of the Love Live series. You know, we're gonna make our own girl group type thing. We're gonna become idols. Let's become idols. That's neither here or there today. This is Soldier Game. You're on Typically Tuesdays, 90.1 FM, CJSF.
This is Bird Note. Late spring and early summer are the peak of birdsong. And how do you go about learning to recognize the bird voices you hear? Well, Roger Torrey Peterson, the best-known American figure of 20th century birdwatching, offered this help. In his field guides, he often provided a catchphrase to identify a bird's song. For example, in the song of the common yellowthroat, he heard witchetty, witchetty, witchetty. What better way to capture the galloping cadence and crisp quality of his song? A male California quail's song can be remembered as Chicago, Chicago, Chicago. The olive-sided flycatcher's distinctive whistled three-note song has been likened to quick three beers. How about this one? This catchy song is often described as see me, pretty, pretty me. If you hear this, you'll know a handsome white-crowned sparrow is nearby. In the east, you're more likely to hear the sweet, wavering song of the white-throated sparrow. It seems to say, oh, sweet Canada, Canada. Listen to all these songs again and find resources to help you bird by ear on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann.
Can nobody take my place? Can nobody move this way? Everybody else is clueless. Boy, you're never gonna get through this. Pull up on me. Give up, no way, no way. And a little bit unpredictable. I'll make you say my name. Won't make these boys behave. I love the way you love the chase. Drop, now make it pop. You know this body hot, go off. Work it nonstop. We'll take you to the top. Drop, now make it pop. You know this body hot. Work it nonstop. We'll take you to the top. Drop, now make it pop.
to fight.
Yo, if you've ever watched Beanie live, can you please write in? I want to know what your experience is because they seem so cool and their discography is amazing. TypicallyTuesdays@gmail.com or send me a DM on Instagram. I'm at Typically Tuesdays. Before that, you heard Flo with their demo version of Hearts to Hearts' debut song, The Chase. I just prefer the Flo version. I'm sorry about that. But I hope you enjoyed today's playlist no matter what, because we're about to wrap up on today's episode of Typically Tuesdays. On this Music Monday, where we're listening to girl groups galore. On the final track today, today's playlist was a little bit of a journey, you know? We started off with Love Live, we even played some OGs. The realm of girl groups is changing, and you can see it because people are making their own DIY girl groups now. We've got one here in Vancouver, homegrown too, and it's exciting, and that's who I'm closing today's playlist off with. Here on Typically Tuesdays on 90.1 FM CJSF. Thank you so much for tuning in. Here's Non-Sweet with World's Friend. I've been Leslie, and I'll talk to you very soon.
At dawn, five girls prepare for the ultimate takeoff. Their mission is to discover the long-lost World's Friend. With the universe as their limit, they're destined to shatter all borders. But they'll need power from all of you to unite this world. Once and for all, for the good of mankind. Something must be done. Are you ready? Go, Non-Sweet!
Non-Sweet!